You will find Today in BC podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, YouTube and Google Podcasts. Host Peter McCulley chats with Perry Bulwer of Port Alberni on Vancouver Island. Bulwer has written a book entitled Misguided: My Jesus Freak Life in a Doomsday Cult, taking the podcast listener on a journey through his tumultuous experience with the Children of God cult. Starting with his initial encounter at a Chinese restaurant in Port Alberni, Perry recounts the allure that drew him into the depths of the cult. "They saw something in me, something receptive," said Bulwer. "The dogma and the teachings I learned in the Catholic Church weren't that much different from what they were preaching, and they were taking advantage of that." Bulwer explains the origins of the cult, tracing its roots back to California in 1968 and the charismatic leader David Berg, the cult's radical preaching, its migration to Canada, and the controversies surrounding its practices add layers to the story. The podcast reflects on the emotional toll of living in a cult, as the author describes the internal conflicts and doubts that eventually led him to leave. Upon returning to Canada, he faced the daunting task of rebuilding his life, marked by educational pursuits and personal rediscovery. The episode captures the resilience required for post-cult recovery, offering a glimpse into Perry's transformative journey. Bulwer has been an advocate for cult survivors since 2004. "There's a lot of psychological damage to that generation who were born in the group," he said. "Once I turned my mind to it and understood what had happened to them, I had to speak up. I started doing that in 2004 and basically have continued to this day to be an advocate in that sense." If you have suggestions or comments, send a voice message to podcast@blackpress.ca. You may be part of our audio podcast mailbag segment. Listen: the far-reaching health effects of BC's wildfires. Listen: Chelsea Watts, Jeopardy. Experience. Listen: journalist Pamela Martin remains busy in retirement. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.